When Born Yesterday came out in 1950, it seemed an almost perfect screen comedy, with a snappy Garson Kanin script, silky direction by George Cukor, and a legendary Oscar-winning performance by Judy Holliday as the ultimate dumb blonde. Hollywood Pictures has remade the film, with Melanie Griffith in the Judy Holliday role and John Goodman as her millionaire boyfriend. Film critic Stephen Schiff took a look at the results.
What's immediately clear is that this movie was born long before Yesterday. So long, in fact, that it's hard to figure out how anyone could ever dream of remaking it in 1993. The original had a point, which was that women aren't merely objects, that they have brains, and that no matter how attractive a woman's face and form, an education can only enhance her. 20 years after the birth of contemporary feminism, and 10 years into the career of Madonna, that point is no less true, but it's sure a lot less fresh and relevant. Director Louis Mandoki and screenwriter Douglas McGrath have been startlingly, even foolishly, faithful to the original. They give us John Goodman as real estate magnate Harry Brock, who's come to Washington to bribe some senators. He's brought his girlfriend, Billy Dawn, played by Melanie Griffith. She's a bimbo so bimbo-esque that she doesn't even know what the White House is. Then there's reporter Paul Verrill, played by Don Johnson. He wants to write an article about Harry Brock, but Brock has another idea. He wants Paul to tutor poor dumb Billy, to smarten her up so that she won't embarrass him in front of all the Washington bigwigs. The point, of course, is that inside that fluffy blonde head, there's a working brain that big Harry Brock has never appreciated, and that once Billy develops it, she'll realize what a cad Brock is and fall in love with her tutor, Paul. But first we get the requisite Pygmalion scenes, with Billy trying to read Tocqueville. And I mean, Tocqueville's not easy. I mean, it's frustrating.
I mean, this whole thing is making me feel dumber, not smarter. I've been reading this book for a week and I'm on page 13.
Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah, not if the book's 14 pages, it's not.
Billy, it's not supposed to go fast. It's supposed to make you think.
Yeah, it makes you think, all right. Makes you think how great it would be to sit around and watch TV. I don't want to do this anymore, Paul. I quit. I mean it.
Billy,
I quit.
Billy, wait a minute. Being smart isn't just about books. It's about asking questions. It's about finding out why things are the way they are. Don't stop reading.
But you picked a kind of a big book to begin with.
How about starting with something a little smaller?
Like what? Fortune cookie?
That's how the whole movie plays, like an after-school special. I suppose there are would-be high school dropouts out there in movie land who need to be told that education is a good thing. But would-be dropouts are not a likely audience for this low-suds froth about an ex-showgirl on Washington's embassy party circuit. As for the rest of us, well, Born Yesterday feels as though it were happening very far from planet Earth. As Paul, Don Johnson gives an adequate performance, but not one that uses any of his gifts for danger and temperament. John Goodman would seem to be wonderful casting as Harry Brock, but the problem is he's too wonderful. You keep sympathizing with him and hoping he'll wind up with the girl, which is exactly what the movie wants you not to hope. And then there's Melanie Griffith. She's played plenty of candy-voiced dumb bunnies who turn out to be Susan Sontag once you give them the chance, so the role of Billy would seem to be a natural for her, but it's not. Her languid sexuality is so powerful that she never looks weak enough to suit the movie's purposes. You always get the feeling that she could steamroll over any tycoon or senator in her path. What she can't steamroll over is the bad movie choices she's made, practically from the day she was nominated for an Oscar in Working Girl. Griffith is in trouble. She'll lose her edge and her audience if she keeps making career decisions as though she really were Born Yesterday.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.